We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for number one.
Milpenis.
California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers, grab your your shadow weighs a ton, driving down the 101.
Milpenis.
California, here we come, right back where we started from. California.
Milpenis.
You are really an ass clown. You are. You have taken the all-time award for ass clown today with that. Joining us right now from Milpitas High School in the Bay Area of Northern California, Kim Bocamper. Bo, good morning. How are you, man?
You guys got nothing better to do? I thought that was just for the football season. I figured once the season was over, that thing is dead and buried. But you guys are
not us, Bo. That's not me.
No,
that's Jerky in the back. I didn't even know he was doing it.
He's an anus.
He really is.
A lot more free time now.
He's got way too much free time. Hey.
Man, you know what? How much time did you put into that open right there? Really, how much time did you waste?
Yes.
Waste putting into that open?
Go ahead, but Woody, how much?
Maybe 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
It was terrible. Your voice in the middle was awful.
I thought it was nice.
No, it wasn't. I'm only laughing because you're such a dumbass, man. You're really a dumbass. All right. Hey, Bo, I do want to, on a more serious note, where does this roster that the Dolphins have put together, and we'll get into some of the moves. I'm just curious overall and what they've done at corner, backup quarterback, the pieces they've added, plus what they have coming back. Where's it ranked for you?
Well, I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good about where they are. I feel pretty good about, I like what they've done. I mean, obviously, some of the moves they've made. The one thing I look at is it's odd to go into an off season and have your whole running back room come back together, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought there'd be there's Derrick Henry, Derrick Henry's out there, and there's they got Miami associated a little bit with that, possibly, which I wouldn't mind seeing that. That'd be a nice little addition to this football team. But, I think giving Tua the fifth year option, giving him, showing support, much like Mike McDaniel's done since the first day that he was hired, supporting Tua. And I think by doing that, it also kind of helps him from the salary cap standpoint. I think, you're looking at it. It kind of goes two ways. It kind of shows how much you support Tua. Gives you an opportunity to look at him a little bit more under kind of a bargain contract, really, with that the way they did it, and see if he can be the guy, throughout this year and stay healthy, and then give him a long term contract along the way. So I think that was important. I think for him. And I think for the team to know that they're really behind them. But I think that, you know, I think they're offensive line, they've got a little help there. Certainly in the secondary, that secondary is going to look completely different than what we did. You know, you bring in Ramsey in the other corner and with X and the safety situation with guys getting healthy. You know, the only thing I keep going back to, Joe, is I remember going into training camp last year thinking how good our secondary was, from Brandon Jones, Byron Jones, X, all the way across with John Holland. And then the backups that you had that have played a lot. And Joe, it seemed like within 2 weeks when the season began, that all came crashing down, right?
Yep.
And it became nothing but patchwork between there and the rest of the season. So I'm glad to see the moves they made in the secondary. And I think they're not done. I think there's still a little bit of work to do, but I like where they're at.
Well, on top of that, I think Vic Fangio coming in, who obviously,
well, there you go.
And Bo, he's calling all the shots. Like, I saw Barry Jackson going, well, everybody should know Vic Fangio is going to have say-so on who's on his defense. And it's like, duh, 100% there, smart guy. Like, of course he is. They're not taking anybody. Chris Greer is not taking one guy through the draft or through free agency or a trade that Vic Fangio at $4.5 million a year doesn't sign off on. Do you agree?
Well, I believe that beyond the money, beyond the money he's getting paid, I think that, you know, I think Vic is a guy that would say, hey, look, if you want me to come over here, this is what I want, and I want to have say so in my guys. And look, for you know, there's not many defensive coordinators or offensive coordinators for that fact that could come in and demand that and be given that by a team. I think that's the case here. I think that he said, "Look, you want me to come there? I need a little input,
right
now." And look, I'd be more than happy. I'm more than happy to have him. I'm more than happy to have him have that opportunity to impact the team. But I think it's going to be much, Joe. I think it's going to be much like when you and I played during our era with Shula, who I never, ever, ever saw in our defense, in a defensive
never.
Meeting room.
That's a great point. Never.
And, right? And so it's going to be, Vic, you run the defense, and I'm going to run the offense, and between the two of us, we'll meet on Mondays.
Yeah, you're talking about Bill Arnsberger. You're exactly right. That's a great point, Bo. We split up, and Coach was with that offense, and I never saw him get up to go, hey, guys, I'll be right back. I'm going to go check and see what the Killer Bees are up to and what Bill's putting in.
And you know what that allows? That allows that head coach to just clear his mind of that defense and just focus on what he does best.
Right.
Is manage the offense and manage the rest of the team.
Hey, Bo, I wanted to bring this up because I know how you feel the way I do about this guy. I was so glad to see them re-sign Andrew Van Ginkle, one of the latest moves.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, people are going, Joe, you might be making a big deal. I go, look, I know he doesn't play every snap, but that guy makes plays on special teams and on defense when he has to play. You can give him 20, 30 snaps a game, he's going to make some plays for you.
Well, you know, when he came in, I just liked the way he played. You know, he'll play whatever. You want to play special teams, he'll play special teams. You want to play line? And look, you go look at him last year. He had an appendix during training camp.
Right.
Had his appendix. And I think that was late during training camp, if my memory serves me correct. And so, you know, I'm going to say this. Unlike some guys on that team who probably would have nursed that thing for 6 months and maybe not even played, you know, this guy came back as soon as he could and played and didn't get as many snaps on defense as he did over the last couple of years. Never complained, just went out, and every single time he played, he gave you every single thing he had. And that's the way the guy plays. And look, I'm glad they re-signed him, and I wish they would try to find two or three more guys like that on whatever side of the football.
Yeah. No, he's he no question about it. So the one that surprised me, and by the way, great call on the running back. I didn't think 1 through 4 would all be back and signed. That did surprise me a little bit. But I want to ask you about Trent Sherfield. I thought for sure he is such a Wes and Mike guy. I thought for sure he'd be back as a third receiver. That one surprised me. He's with the Buffalo Bills. But does that tell you how they feel about Ezekama, maybe potentially for this year, going to get a chance to play a lot?
It's got to be funny because he played virtually not at all last year, right?
Yes.
But we saw what we saw out of him in training camp. Look, I got to really enjoy Trent Sherfield. I mean, the guy, when he got in the game, he made plays. And he was always a guy that, you know, I interviewed him a number of times after the games. And every time I'd interview him, I go, man, this is the kind of guy you want on the team.
Yes.
I mean, he's a team guy. He's an effort guy. He's all those things, makes big plays for you. And I kind of, he's one of those kind of guys that I went in the off season, go, oh, he'll be back, you know, and that'll be nice. And I was a little surprised when he left, especially when you leave to go to Buffalo.
Yeah,
those things always concern me. When you trade within the division, especially when you trade a guy that you like. It was like when the Dolphins traded Wes Welker to New England.
Yeah.
You know, and that began a string of years where we had to go up there for about 8 or 9 years and just get our butts kicked by Wes Welker.
Yeah,
and all the time knowing we had that guy in our own backyard,
right?
And we gave him away.
We didn't know how friggin' good he was. That was at the time. I'll give you another guy, Bo, that I think's going to play a lot by the way the position has been handled or not handled so far. I think Tanner Connor is going to play a lot at tight end as a pass receiving tight end this year. What do you think?
Yeah, look, somebody's got to make something. Look, I would say make up for the receptions that Gesicki got, not so much last year, but the previous number of years. Somebody's going to have to fill up, and so Tanner Connor, they let the other kid go with the trade. But yeah, I think they're expecting big things of him. He hasn't done much. They kept working with him, and so we'll see. I'll admit to you, Joe, I'm disappointed that Gesicki's not here. I got a feeling he's going to be one of those guys that's going to come back and haunt us a little bit. And right. Believe me, when we play against him, you know he's going to want to have a big game.
Yes.
So. You always think about that, but yeah, they remade that. They're remaking that tight end room. They got rid of the other kid, what, Hunter Long. They got rid of him on the trade, and so I forget the kid that they signed. They signed a tight end.
Yeah, they signed a guy that's a blocking tight end. They did.
They signed a guy that he's been in the league for what, 4 or 5 years.
Yep, he's been around.
5 catches, right?
Doesn't have a lot. I think he had 15 catches one season, yes.
Okay. I think he had 5 last year maybe or something like that. So we know what he's coming in for, right?
Yeah. Oh, no. They want a blocking tight end, no question.
He ain't coming in to be dancing in the end zone after a touchdown, right?
No.
He's there to be a third offensive tackle for the most part. And look, if that's what – that's what Mike McDaniel wants. If that's what the tight end position in his offense commands, you know what, Joe? After 1 year with Mike McDaniel, if that's what he believes, I'll go ahead with him. I'll sign up with him and say, okay, if that's what you want, let's see how it works.
Yeah, I think Mike's going to have more of the guys he wanted. I just felt like some of the guys were kind of here, and he tried to make the most out of it, but the Mike working with Gesicki thing just did not – it didn't match up with what he wanted to do, for sure.
Awkward. Stand there on the sideline, and I'd watch Mike, and he'd get into the game. I remember watching him one game. I forget, but it was late in the season. He gets in one game. And the week before, I don't think he barely even played at all. So he gets in the game and on a second down, and then they, you know, they gain a couple yards. And now it's third and medium, third and long, and all of a sudden you see Smythe going in and Gesicki coming out, and I'm watching him run off the field, and I could just look in his eye, and just see, you know, just Joe, you know how we've been around enough guys that know that they're on their way out.
There was no shot. He was going to be back.
And just the look at his face and just,
yep,
you know, the frustration that you saw from him, from a guy that I think gave this team a lot of effort and a lot of stuff. And it was a tough season for him. So I'm glad to see him get another place. But, yeah, it's a little disappointing from my end.
Yeah. And by the way, he handled it great. I got to give him credit. He'd sit in that chair. You and I walked by him, sat behind him, and I was thinking, man. But the guy bit his tongue. I mean, he did not say a word. And whatever he said to his buddy Durham Smythe or said to the now wife at home was probably a lot different. But he sucked it up. He was a great team guy. I give him credit. Hey, by the way, if there's one guy left that I'd like to see him get, just to feel a little bit better about that right tackle position, and I'm guessing Brandon Schell probably wants pretty good money, and I don't think he's signed yet, but, boy, I was hoping they could get him back, Bo.
Yeah, if you're not going to go out, you know, you're not going to go out and get a big time tackle. I thought he played well. You know, Joe, you look back at last year and injuries and all that stuff, and you look at all the guys that played well that are coming back and getting an opportunity, and hopefully he comes back. I thought he played well when he's in there. And look, they kind of shored up the inside of that offensive line. Hopefully, you know, Armstead is healthy and can maybe give you a few more games than he gave you, you know, gave you last year, and not, you know, not be, you know, in and out of games, but and solidify the offensive line. But if we can get just one more tackle over there, and Shell would be, I'd be more than happy to have him back, Joe.
Yeah. Well, listen, they're going to give Eichenberg and Jackson every chance to be the left guard and right tackle, and hopefully they can stay healthy. And because I think they're looking at their board early on, going, these two are going to be our starters. Yeah. Now let's get them.
The guy that's been a surprise to me over the last years has been Michael Dieter. You know, he played a lot his first year, and you thought they were really going to give him an opportunity, and well, he just couldn't make it happen.
Well, they must have not liked him at all. I mean, he was on the – I mean, they were had guys going down, and usually move your center to guard or guard to center, and they go, no, you're the backup. And literally guys were going on – they were going down everywhere, and he couldn't get on the field. So he wasn't going to be around for sure. Hey, Bo, always good talking to you, man. Thank you so much, and I apologize on behalf of that stupid new song about your high school. I apologize. And the city you grew up in.
If I knew that your program director could do anything in that station, I'd call him up and tell him about it. But it's not worth the breath.
You know what? I wish you would. I think you're
he needs to be reprimanded at some point.
Yes. For the penis or the pita stuff, either way, I agree. He's gone too far, and I support if you want to make that call.
What an unnecessary shot. That was not. Wow, created, man.
You got him there, Bo.
It's created too much distress in my life.
All right. Hey, Bo, thanks,
Let's
man.
Let's leave it at that.
Yeah. I'll talk to you later, Bo. Take care of yourself.
All right,
thank you. Kim Bo Camper.
I know you got your guys taking shots at Len.
Huh?
You got your guys taking shots at our boss now?
No.
Is that what's happening here?
No. But what I was getting ready to say is, don't worry. Nobody can get a hold of the guy, so Bo's got no shot. Don't worry.
Yeah, I think that's what he implied. By
yes.
His swipe. Yeah. How very nice. You guys are hard on him, man.
What was that stupid-ass song you put together?
You want to hear it again?
No, I don't want to hear it again. It was terrible. Hey, we got Will Manso going to join us coming up at 8:40, and we'll talk to Will. A lot of good stuff to talk about. The Heat kind of coming together, man. That offense last night against the Knicks, I like that. That thing's got a chance to go and make a little splash in these playoffs right there. Maybe a big splash. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.